Good morning. My guests this morning are David LaFlamme from It's a Beautiful Day, which many of you will remember, and also Phil Lawrence, who plays mandolin and guitar for the group. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you guys are going to be playing on Saturday, November 11th, starting at 7 p.m., Sebastopol Center for the Arts, right?
That's it, in Sebastopol Center for the Arts.
Okay.
In Ives Park.
In Ives Park, exactly.
Is this a gig that's been set up for a long time, or has this suddenly dropped into the world because of the fire?
No, it's been in the works for a long time. Actually, we were supposed to do the date a few months ago, and one of the guitarists had an accident and broke his arm.
Oh no!
So we had to hurry and rearrange for a date farther down the road. And fortunately, he's healed up pretty quick and he's playing again. He wasn't sure he'd be able to play, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, something
like that. But he's one of our, what we call our two Neds. We have two fellows that are the two guitarists in the group, and they're both named Ned.
Uh huh.
Yeah, we always say
two Neds are better than one.
Yeah.
But not too often.
As long as they don't fall down and break their arm.
Okay, well, I'm going to remind people who may not remember or may not have been around that you have been an integral part of It's a Beautiful Day for the last 50 years.
We just celebrated our 50th anniversary this year.
And singing a song called White Bird, which... a whole lot of people all over the United States, really, but certainly all over California, recognize
it. If we had the time, I would bring a CD of 40 different versions of White Bird. You'd get a real bang out of it, I'm telling you. Everything from barbershop to rap.
Uh-huh. Rap.
Rap.
Amazing.
Rap, White Bird rap.
Uh-huh.
On death metal, too.
You know, and heavy metal. That was probably my favorite Russian group on Pravda Records. And when I started the song, how could I describe it? It sounded like the singer, somebody had just plunged a knife into him as he screamed the lyrics. I think he got it wrong. He said, "White bird must fry," I think. But I rushed over. I thought my speakers were blown because basically it was just white noise with this guy screaming the lyrics, you know what I mean? Anyway, you talk about what have they done to my song. So I was just in shock to begin with. And then I thought it was hilarious. And I mean, it was one of those things that just got my funny bone all of a sudden. And I thought, what else next? You know, cannons and explosions.
Right. Fortunately, you've had, I'm sure, a lot of stuff to laugh at in the last 50 years. At It's a Beautiful Day.
I've kept busy.
Yes, right.
And you know, the funny part about it is that I really, my house just out up on Falstaff Road for years.
Uh-huh.
And then we were playing down at the French Garden, and I thought to myself, 50 years and this is it. You got from Tilton down there to the French Garden in Sebastopol.
About 1 mile.
My journey, big journey. But we did do three tours of Europe, not this year, but last year and the 2 years before that.
Uh-huh.
That was fun. That was.
I'll bet it was.
That last tour we did, I did 21 shows in 21 different cities in 22 days.
Oh, man.
And
well, you can still
great,
do it.
Great
right?
audiences. I mean, they all had the album. And
okay, let's tell people that this is Saturday, November 11th at the Sebastopol Center. Doors open at 7. The show starts at 7:30. And you can get your tickets at brownpapertickets.com.
Beautiful.
Sebastopol do it. Center for the
Beautiful.
Arts.
Right. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Right.
Thank you. Thanks for listening out there. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.